This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The Academy Awards last night was about a lot of things, right? This moment, obviously, with Me Too and Time's Up. Artistry, of course, and the making of movies that say something. But also, although this was more honored in the breach than anything else, the business of making money in the movies. Thing is, most of the movies honored last night aren't the movies that Hollywood's big studios are really making too much anymore. The franchise blockbusters that bring in gazillions of dollars. They, arguably, are the future of Hollywood, and they are what Wall Street Journal reporter Ben Fritz writes about in his new book. It is called The Big Picture. Ben, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
Why did Hollywood stop doing business the way it used to do business, right? Because it's just different now.
It's fundamentally different now, Kai. Yeah, it's really a franchise and brand-driven business. There's the globalization of the business.
That international box office thing, right?
Yeah, international box office is so much bigger. And think about it, when you're trying to make a movie that's going to be appealing to people in Kansas City and Moscow and Shanghai and Rio, it really can't be too specific. So big visual effects, exciting films are much more appealing, as are brands you know. You want to get people out of the home, go into the theater, give them a brand they know. Just like we all like Apple, maybe people like Gucci. They also like Fast and Furious, and they like Marvel. And you combine that with the plunging DVD sales that we've seen and the rise of great television when there's not a lot of good reason to leave your living room. That results in what we got now.
Am I going too far if I say that franchises killed the movies?
The movies as we used to think of them, yes. I think the definition of what a movie is, at least that major Hollywood studios make, has really fundamentally changed.
You know, it's interesting. Somewhere in the middle of this book, you talk about Rain Man.
Yeah.
Which, you know, won the Academy Award, two huge stars, awesome film, would not get made today.
No major studio would make Rain Man. It's an original idea. It's driven by movie stars, and it's a domestic film.
Who is this a problem for, right? Because the studios are making money. You know, Star Wars is printing money for Disney, right?
Yep.
Is it a problem for consumers or who? Because it's not the studios, right? Studios are happy.
Well, it's a problem for some studios, Kai, right? There's only a few studios that are really winning at this game, the new game of Hollywood. That's certainly Disney. They own Star Wars. They own Marvel. They own Pixar. I'd say Universal is getting into this business pretty well. They've caught up pretty successfully. They own Fast and Furious. They own Despicable Me. All the other studios to varying degrees are trying to catch up to that. So even studios that used to be hugely successful, like Sony, which is a big example in my book, they don't own many big franchises. That's why they've been struggling near the bottom of the box office for essentially almost a decade.
You do talk about Sony a lot in this book. You use the hacked emails for a lot of the source material. And I guess we know what happened inside Sony because of those emails. I wonder what emails in like Disney would look like or Warner Brothers.
That's a great question.
I'm sure you wonder too.
I would love to know
or
too.
Warner Brothers.
Yeah,
you know?
You'd love to know. I think some of the same issues that Sony's been struggling with are the same issues any studio would. They were just more extreme at Sony because they were very successful at the game of dramas featuring movie stars like Will Smith and Adam Sandler. Yeah. They were very successful back when that won. But all the studios have dealt with this to varying degrees, except Disney. And so for them, their emails might just be a matter of what to do with all the profits that are pouring in.
We should all have such problems.
Yes.
As you watched the Oscars last night and you saw one of the cutaways of the crowd, and I'm thinking specifically here of Bob Iger, who runs Disney.
Yeah.
What do you think was running through his mind as he debates this acquisition of Fox Studios, as he sees none of his Disney movies up for the big awards? What's he thinking?
You know, I interviewed Bob Iger for the book, and I think what he's thinking as he watches this is a great show. I like the movies. You know, it's as good for my ABC network, but totally irrelevant to my business.
Wow.
You know? When I interviewed him, the movie Spotlight had won Best Picture recently. He said, I love that film. It was great. But films like that are not a good business. And he said, I'm a businessman. And the movies that are good businesses are Marvel, are Black Panther, are Star Wars, are Pixar. And, you know, you could say on the one hand, that's sad because the diversity of films we used to get are shrinking. On the other hand, the profits made by Disney's movie studio right now are higher than anyone has ever seen in the movie business. They're talking margins of about 30% per year for Disney's movie studio, whereas what's typical is like 10%.
Ben Fritz writes for The Wall Street Journal on Hollywood and life out here. His new book about the movies is called The Big Picture. Ben, thanks a lot.
Thank you.